I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Squeeze play! You make my heart sing. We talk everything baseball. Come on, squeeze play. Ah! Woo! Huh! Get up!
Rangers Diamondbacks tonight right here on DFW Sports Station. We are your home for Rangers baseball. In fact, Jared Sandler canceled tennis on me today.
Yam.
Because he said he's not feeling well, and he said, I'm not missing work. So no tennis, because he's got to work tonight, the Rangers game.
What do you mean work? He's to sit at a baseball game.
I know.
And I mean, he's going to cut all the vitamin D from being out there in the heat, because they're going to have the windows open.
Well, how many words does he have per game when it's Nadeon Hicks?
Seven?
Right.
Maybe 11.
Why would you say that?
I was about to label the Diamondbacks as the most boring team in baseball, but there's a even though they're 500, there's a little more competition than I thought.
Did you not see what happened this past weekend? Sitting at a restaurant after the Little League World Series trying to watch Rays Orioles?
Okay.
No.
Like the Rays are at least going to win 90 games, but you know, the worst thing about the Diamondbacks is the uniforms.
Yes.
In the All-Star game, every time the ball was hit to Ketel Marte, I thought that was literally the umpire trying to field the ground ball. Like, what is going on here?
Okay, name two other players on offense besides Marte.
Two other players on offense?
Two other players on their entire team. By the way, Marte, who I wouldn't have been able to name, is killing. He's their second baseman, hitting .310 with 21 home runs.
Do you consider pitchers offensive players?
You know what? Bassick said something the other day. I heard it this morning driving in about Greinke.
Greinke's a very good hitter.
Kavanaugh, can you hear us talking? Did he say that Greinke had would have had the third best on-base percentage on the Rangers if he was on this team? It was something about Greinke's on-base and 50 at-bats. Jeff has no idea what I'm talking about. But Bassick was talking about that. But there's something offensively about Zach Greinke, but no, we are not counting him.
I can only name one, just because I forgot that he went to Arizona.
Is Upton still there?
I know Adam Jones is there.
Adam Jones is there. Good
job.
That's
the only one.
How did you know that, the former Oriole?
Because I remember seeing that last week, and I was like, wait, he went to Arizona?
Okay.
Totally forgot.
Choppy.
Is Upton?
Which one?
I can't keep track of their name changes.
Yeah.
Well, one of them changes his name every third day.
Their offensive leaders is Marte, Eduardo Escobar at third, Nick Ahmed at shortstop, Adam Jones in right field, Christian Walker at first, David Peralta, Jared Dyson.
Oh, Peralta, okay.
And Zach Greinke is actually up here in terms of their offensive numbers. He has 44 at-bats, hitting .250 with three home runs.
I tell you.
Good grief.
Zach Greinke, Madison Bumgarner, greatest home run hitters ever.
Man, he's got such weird hair, though. I can't do it.
Unfortunately, Zach Greinke will not be hitting in this series. Diamondbacks, Rangers, tonight.
No, but the two pitchers they have in this series?
Yeah. They're known.
Yes. Alex Young is the first one, and he's a lefty. He's a kid. He's a young player. He's a rookie. He's got a 2-0 with a .68 ERA, and obviously it's limited time. It's only 13 innings. But he has had a very good start to his Major League Baseball career. He's a TCU kid, so he's got local ties, even though he's not from here. He's from Illinois. But he's got local ties, and he's a lefty. And the Rangers this year, they're also going to face Robbie Ray tomorrow, assuming Robbie Ray doesn't get moved today, which there is a lot of talk and a lot of interest from the Astros on Robbie Ray, from the Yankees on Robbie Ray. This is all according to John Morosi and John Heyman. So there's a lot of trade movement. Who's only making $6 million this year. But
Robbie Ray is one of these guys who throws four innings with nine Ks.
I know.
He doesn't throw any innings. He racks up strikeouts.
Racks them up.
Yeah.
So in 31 games, there's both lefties the Rangers are facing. In 31 games against lefties, The team is hitting 227. That's 40 points lower than they hit against righty starters. Their on-base percentage is 308, which is embarrassing. That's 30 points lower. Their slugging is 390, which is 80 points lower than what they hit against righties. And their OPS is 698, which is 100 points lower. They cannot hit left-handed pitching. They struggle with it.
And this guy tonight's a lefty, too.
They're both lefties. Yeah. So this is going to be an interesting little two-game set because on paper, you know, the Rangers' record would show then they're probably going to be favored. But on paper, they should win these games. But the issue is, and any level of baseball you play, if you pitch well, you can win that game. And that's kind of where they're sitting with this series against the D-backs.
And that is amazing baseball analysis.
It is.
And the squeeze play.
It is. It's an offensive era.
Yeah.
Even though it's an offensive era, like that dominant pitcher completely changes things. It's amazing how that works.
But we have Lance Lynn on the mound looking for his major league leading 13th win. A contender for the Cy Young. All right, if I told you Lance Lynn could win the Cy Young or Hunter Pence was going to make the All-Star team, you would have believed more in Lance Lynn, right? The Pence thing you would have totally laughed at. By the way, Peter Gammons tweeted yesterday that the Boston Red Sox are still raving about their interaction with Hunter Pence at the All-Star game in Cleveland. Like, they're raving about it.
Well, maybe, who knows? I mean, who knows what they're going to wind up doing? They're going to make a move.
Take him. Please. They got to trade Hunter Pence if they can.
I can't. I don't know.
No one
I
would give up anything.
Probably not. I probably would have said that Hunter Pence had a better chance of being in the All-Star team. Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn winning the Cy Young?
Yeah. Hunter Pence
making the All-Star team?
Is Lance Lynn really even being talked about as a Cy Young candidate?
He should be.
He's
12-4 with a 3.69.
Yeah.
The 3.69 is a little high.
Yeah, that's not going to get. And Cy Young voters don't really care about win-loss record anymore. Some do, but...
DeGrom last year didn't matter.
You know, even King Felix was under 500 when he won it.
But Lance Lynn has...
That was a good year.
He's only had an ERA over 4 in the last 3 seasons. Really, the last 2.
Yeah.
Before that, he went 3.12, 3.78, 3.97, 2.74, 3.03, 3.43. Right now, he's at a 3.69. And, of course, these last couple of years have all been in the American League.
He's blown. I mean, he blew up in the American League for a couple of years. But, one of those – part of those seasons was with the Yankees, and it's a smaller ballpark. It's a much more hitter's park. He threw a lot of relief. But Lance Lynn's a quality pitcher. And –
Have we heard him talk yet?
I don't think.
Has he been on the Rangers player show on Ben and Skin? I had heard he had a cantankerous personality. I have not heard it.
I have not heard him
Maybe
talk.
Maybe for a reason.
Now, the interesting thing about this is he knows what they're done. They did not use a fifth starter out of the gate here. Since they had the off day, they played the 4 games against Houston. Lance started the game on Thursday. And then instead of having the fifth starter, whoever that may be, go tonight, they're going right back to Lance Lynn. They're going to have an off day on Thursday. So they have an opportunity here to only use 4 pitchers. They actually could really wind up using 3 if you really get to it over the next, couple of days.
Lance Lynn owns Arizona 6-0 with a 2.80 in 10 starts against them, including a victory in Phoenix this season. In April, gave up 1 run in 6 innings in a 5-2 Rangers win. David Schoenfeld, ESPN.com, has the 1 player each team should trade for.
Okay.
For the Rangers, acquire Brandon Belt. Just about everything has gone right for this team. A lot has gone wrong for the Astros, he writes.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas still begins the week 9 games behind Houston, and Oakland has passed the Rangers as well. I don't think you can sell out a team that is still in the wild card chase, so I'm not trading Mike Minor or Lance Lynn. Plus, you want them in your rotation when you move into the new park in 2020. They need a first baseman, and Belt's numbers would take a leap moving over from San Francisco. The Giants will have to pay down part of Belt's contract. He signed for 2020 and 2021 at $17 million a season, but he'd be a major upgrade over Ronald Guzman. Brandon Belt, Rangers.
Well, look, he would be an upgrade, and as Bassick has brought up, they do need...
And he's from Texas.
Yeah, he's from Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches. You already knew that?
I happen to look at his Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Bassick's talked about this. They do need an upgrade over Guzman. Guzman is a nice player. He struggles with the fastball that's upwards of 93 plus, which is just about every fastball nowadays. And Belt is a quality player. But do you want to spend $17 million?
Heck no. I don't have interest in this. Brandon Belt's numbers are eh. He's the most home runs he's ever hit is 18. This guy is a 264 hitter.
Yeah. Now,
is he amazing at first? I don't know. I'm not watching Giants
games. This park is more conducive to him than San Francisco. You get the wind up there. It get a little bit funky.
But this year he's hitting. Give me Guzman's numbers. Because right now, Brandon Belt is hitting 241 with 11 home runs. And unless
I'm pulling up Guzman here.
And unless Guzman.
He's a high on base guy, though, and he's 370 on base, which is really, really good.
Okay. Is it 357 career on base?
Yeah. Ooh.
What?
Yeah, you want to make this trade.
Okay, what's Guzman doing? Is Guzman hitting 220?
No.
Is he hitting 215?
No. He's hitting 24 points less than his weight.
Oh. Okay.
He's batting 201.
Oh. How many home runs?
8.
Oh.
His on base is 286.
Okay.
I was hoping you were going to say he weighed 320 pounds or something.
Yeah. But. Could those leg splits be his Odor save? You know, we threw Rugi a parade. I said it would buy Rugi years here.
It did.
He punched Bautista in the face. I wonder if it could happen with Guzman's crotch.
Yeah, you know, honestly, he is, and I love the WAR stat. He is the exact replacement player. He's a zero. He's not a detriment or an addition. He is the exact replacement level player they talk about.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit hyundaiusa.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.